Now to another branch of the military. The U.S. Navy has a tradition that if something happens on your watch, it's your responsibility. So no surprise, perhaps, that the Navy just fired Vice Admiral Joseph P. O'Coin as commander of the 7th Fleet. On Monday, the destroyer USS John S. McCain became the fourth ship in that fleet to be involved in an accident at sea this year. Like the USS Fitzgerald in June, this was a deadly collision with a civilian ship. Dan Lamothe is covering the story for The Washington Post. He says four accidents in less than a year, three collisions, is pretty unusual.
The Navy's had problems sporadically over the years, but the close timing, particularly within one fleet where you basically only have about a dozen ships at a time underway or traveling, it is uncommon. And these incidents with losses of life are jarring for a service like the Navy.
What's hard to get my head around is that these kind of collisions even happen in 2017 when I can map my run via GPS on my phone. I mean, how does this happen?
It's a combination of factors that range from over-reliance on technology to getting away from basics that you're taught in training. And we don't actually know yet what happened with the USS John McCain in particular. But what we know about the first incident about 2.5 months ago with the USS Fitzgerald, where you lost 7 sailors, would suggest that it's all of the above. We're still waiting on details of the cause, but based on them removing about a dozen people from their jobs after the fact and moving to discipline them, they clearly thought something was wrong and that somebody not only lost their way, but in a way that reflected poorly on them, didn't do their job.
And that disciplining includes the captain of the USS Fitzgerald. What's also interesting is the Navy is staging a global operational pause in response to these accidents. They're making sure sailors understand the fundamentals of good seamanship. It sounds like a humiliation, really. I mean, it sort of suggests that some of the officers of the biggest Navy in the world are actually not very good sailors. Is that what it implies?
I don't think that's what it implies. I think it's more of a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call that one would think should have been received after the Fitzgerald incident. And while it's basically focused primarily at this point on 7th Fleet and ships in the Pacific, I think there's an effort here high up in the Navy to make sure that this message gets through loud and clear to ships that are in the Middle East, ships that are sailing out of the East Coast, that this is received loud and clear that this could have happened to you if you were not careful.
I mentioned the Navy's tradition of accountability. They've relieved the admiral commanding the 7th Fleet. But why exactly is it seen as this man's fault?
The terminology they would use is it's a loss of confidence. So basically, among other things, I think they're looking to readdress from the top leadership, and they want to set the tone of accountability. So Admiral O'Coin was in charge of this fleet. This fleet has had several incidents. Therefore, they want to change the leadership at the top to set the tone that, basically there will be accountability starting with him on down with anybody who missed something, didn't do their job appropriately each and every day.
What happens to an officer like O'Coin who's been relieved in these circumstances? Is his career basically over?
I think an important distinction specifically with Admiral O'Coin. This was his last job anyway, and he was expected to be replaced relatively soon. So really what they did is they sped up the timetable in terms of him cycling out and retiring. So it's not perhaps as severe as a punishment as it might look like on its face. For other individuals like the captain of the USS Fitzgerald, it would be extremely hard to come back from this. It would likely be a career-ending sort of situation.
Dan Lamothe is covering the story for The Washington Post. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for having me.